Now, the check centre in London's Harley Street is quite atypical in that you have to ring a bell to get in, and it doesn't have the space for exhibitions, film screenings and the like you find at most check centres around the world. Last week, Ian Willoughby visited the one in London, where he met its director, Ladislav Fimfel. Ian began by asking him if it was actually open to the public.
It is certainly open to public. We do have a library. We have a video library as well. We run Czech language courses, which are quite popular. We have about 200 students. We don't have much to offer here except for the libraries. So to speak, we organize events in quite respective venues all across the UK. But as you can see, this venue is only rather a production space, rather more than a public meeting space.
And who studies Czech here? Are they people with Czech connections or people with no connection to the Czech Republic?
Well, apparently there is a very simple pattern. As you may know, there is so many young Czech girls coming to the UK working as au pairs and in services, and most of them are having UK boyfriends or British-speaking boyfriends, English-speaking boyfriends. So that's the motivation behind actually coming to the Czech centre, learning some Czech.
So the boyfriends come here?
Yes, most of the students that we have are young male, between 20 and 35 students.
Does that mean they have any particular demands about the kind of Czech they want to learn? I mean, I don't know, bedroom Czech?
Well, they seem to be quite keen on learning proper Czech, because they obviously they want to communicate with their girlfriends and families, and they are starting from the very beginning, and then they are learning up to quite advanced level.
What kind of image of the Czech Republic is the Czech Centre here in London trying to put across to British people?
Well, there is certainly this image of Czech Republic seeing through the lens of, you know, the beautiful city of Prague, Václav Havel, beautiful tourist destinations, deep music traditions. And we see these icons as a very important feature of our image, but we try to underline images such as a modern society, which is quite creative. We have a very inventive people working in the field of architecture, design. We show a lot of contemporary art, new media, and this kind of work.
How much are your activities independent, so to speak, or how much are they directed by the Foreign Ministry in Prague?
Right, from the Foreign Ministry, or rather from the Czech Centre's head office, which we have in Prague, we have general guidelines such as themes. In 2004, it was the European Union accession process. We do have anniversaries we would like to animate, such as Carta 77 next year in January, which means we are having general themes. And, I mean, the head office is giving us general themes we are supposed to follow, and it's pretty much up to us how we are taking it and what we do about it.
And that was Ladislav Fimfel, the director of the Czech Centre in London, speaking there to Ian Willoughby.